All right, we're out here. Today I'm about to talk about Nickelodeon's history for the fourth time? 2016 slash the present. Revisiting older properties and expanding across platforms. In 2016, the network began to produce made-for-TV movies based on older properties, including The Legend of the Hidden Temple, Hey Arnold, The Jungle Movie, Rocko's Modern Life, and Invader Zim. That movie was great. Entering the Floor Plus, the former two premiered on Nickelodeon, while the latter two premiered on Netflix in August 2019. Also in 2016, the network premiered The Loud House, which became one of their most successful series. In June 2018, Z slipped down from Nickelodeon after having been employed at the network for 33 years and spent 20 years as its president. Veteran Nick writer slash producer and then Paramount player president Brian Robbins was chosen to succeed her as president. As president in October. In March 2018, Dan Schneider left Nickelodeon following allegation of misconduct. Yeah, I think that nigga's guilty though, but whatever. In July, shit, I can't read for shit. In January 2019, Funcom created the streaming platform Pluto TV and later made a channel for Nickelodeon, including Suspect. They made a channel for Dora the Explorer and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. In February, Robbins announced a revival of All That, which had previously been canceled in 2000 and 2005. Executive produced by original cast members Keating and Kel, which premiered on June 15th. In August, Viacom bought Garfield into the Nickelodeon family when it purchased its owner's Paws Incorporated, with plan for new animated series. In November 2019, Nickelodeon and Netflix signed a multi-year agreement to produce several original animated films and television series based on Nickelodeon library of characters to compete with the Disney Plus streaming series. Known projects include music project based on SpongeBob character Squidward Tentacles and feature films based on The Loud House and The Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. On February 21st, 2020, Nickelodeon animated series Glitch Techs premiered on Netflix, making its first Nicktoons to premiere exclusively on the platform. I mean, that's not exactly what happened. Nickelodeon didn't really want to premiere that show, but whatever. On December 4th, 2019, Viacom remerged with CBS to form Viacom CBS, reuniting the two companies after they had previously been split in 2005 as part of the major CBS announced plans to add content from Nickelodeon to its all-access streaming service, which will be named Paramount Plus in March 2021. In 2021, CBS Sports began partnering with Nickelodeon on its core coverage of the National Football League, allowing the Kids Network to simulcast a youth specified version of CBS Wild Card playoffs broadcast on January 10th. Nickelodeon will also figure in CBS coverage of the Super Bowl in February with special performances and internet content pertaining to the game itself, tying into the Nickelodeon brand. Oh God. Really, that's it. Nickelodeon Archive. Okay, devoting to Nickelodeon's history, Nicktoons global achievements, diving into Nicktoons broadcast history, Team Nick story. Not really. Well, this is going to be a short one. I guess I'll just read Waco's Modern Life history. Waco Modern Life, Static Cringe is an animated movie web television special based on Waco's Modern Life. It is the third film revisiting passing Nickelodeon properties after the Legends of the Hidden Temple movie and Hey Arnold, the Jungle movie. In this special, Rocko must face the challenge of the 21st century when he sends his friends auditioning to adapting to hip hop technology and moving the original main cast returning for the special. The special was originally expected to be released sometimes in 2018. While 2018 passed, Nickelodeon still didn't confirm the official date for the special itself, making fans assume that it was delayed. In May 2019, Viacom President Robert Baratxi revealed in a conference call that Netflix had acquired the rights to both Rocko Modern Life, Static Cringe, and Invader Zim, entering the floor post. Several days later, Netflix confirmed both specials will be released on their streaming service. The Rocko movie was released on August 9th, 2019. It's just Fuck, I'll just talk about Invader Zim. Invader Zim is Invader Zim is an American animated television series created by comic book writer slash artist Viacast for Nickelodeon. The first broadcast on March 30th, 2001, the same day as Fairy Oddparents. Nickelodeon described a show airing at the older viewers. Unfortunately, the show never found a time slot that the creators of the program thought suitable, and suffered in the ratings. I wonder why. The show creator requests that Invader Zim to be moved to MTV in similar ways when Snippy had been, but this never happened, and the show was canceled during production of its second season. The series has been since translated. It's been moved to several different languages before it translated into several different languages for foreigners broadcasting. On April 4th, 2017, Nickelodeon confirmed that a TV movie based on the series was in production, with series creator returning as executive producer. The movie was released on Netflix in September of 2019. The plot: Zim is a member of the Mighty Aikin race, a species of alien life form who socially takes over based on the height. The leaders are the Almighty Tallest, just like fucking wildlife, I swear. During the course of the show, the leadership of the Empire is shared by two tallest, purple and red, who are exactly the same height. Zim was banished to a planet, Food Core, for killing all the other invaders during an operation and called Doom One. Upon hearing of the operation Doom Two, Zim quits being banished and airing at the Great Excitement, where the soldiers are choose to become invaders. Special soldiers whose mission is to blend it in with the endangerous life forms of their assigned planet, and collects intelligence. Zim, pleased with the tallest to assign him a planet, and in Defus act to get Zim as far as possible, they assign him a mystery planet on the outskirts, as their known universe, which turned out to be Earth. Main character: Zim is a member of okay, blah, 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 blah. Zim is one of the shortest aliens and is considered defenseless. Zim, on the other hand, believes that he's a mighty warrior and is superior to his own people, since his actions usually led to disaster, and he nearly destroyed his home world during an operation. Implying Doom One, his leader, the Almighty. Okay, they sent him to Earth, blah blah blah. So Ben essentially he has to pay consequences for his actions, basically. Okay, the episode career day as the show that the job that is most suitable for Zim is fast food servers. Although he is the protagonist of the children's series, Zim is a moron and an egotistical villain. Thought people might consider him as an anti-hero being over a very mystery character, usually only causing chaos and destruction for either himself or his own race. Nicktoons know that an alien, but in Zim's world, Dib and Gaz are the only ones who know Zim as an alien. Okay, you have sadness, psychopath, and narcissist tendency. He usually ends up being in danger to himself and his own people. Zim is held up as a complete laughing stock to his people, or a figure of contemporary by his own species. Skavenism is extremely loyal and obedient to the Talus, and even though he causes whole shit to happen to the point that he is willing to endure its pain or hardship in order to gain their respect. In the episode Planet Jackers, Zip is even willing undergoes a water service beating in the name of protecting his mission of his species. His self-abusive nature prevents him from seeing his flaws and past and present. He claims to be proud of all the past disasters he has caused and rarely acknowledges defeats. In his present mission on Earth, although blaming them or other characters or other factors or completely changing the subject, while he is told by talk that his mission was really on an attempt to get rid of him. Simply rejected her statement as a lie and talk the hottest new girl is. It is not clear whatever Zim is amused of his failures in the eyes of his leader. Try to complicit with him, whatever. He's really just completely oblivious to the opinions of others. The series is not. Since at this point, it's clearly that Zim is highly intelligent in his own crafty sort of ways, and is a neat manipulator of tools, of devices, but has absolutely no interest to think things through. God damn, I hope I'm not Zim. To their logical conclusions, Zim clearly is more than capable of destroying Earth, but he hardly ever uses his capabilities correctly. For instance, when he is accidentally sent on send a huge ass robot, he decided to use it to kill Dib when the robot obviously has destructive powers to do better things. He has often comes very close to taking over the planet, only to be threatened by Dib and Gas. The show Sims shows no remorse for people that are harmed due to his own actions, and almost never takes responsibility for his mistakes, priding himself on causing destruction in the name of his in the name of his race empire, even when said destruction is aimed towards others aliens, as Zim responds about his destruction of Ark Bob more than all the other invaders, with the toddlers replying, "You blow up all the other invaders," Zim replied with lightning puff. More or less, he's considered everyone else but himself, either even members of his own race hates him for his own goal, offering exploding them to reach his own goals while appear disregarding for their own safety or well-being. For example, okay, we're done with this shit. Overall, the show was a great show, right? Tomorrow I'll talk about more characters and the readers than we out here.